Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Stobbs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stobbs moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Stobbs moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Stobbs moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Stobbs scores. Vollmer moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Al Benton now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Al Benton. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with a triple, two home runs, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians. 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.